The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello. That's one hell of a jingle, that. Tell you. Alex Dunn here, joined by Ray Druitt on the World Cup Daily Podcast. First time I've done one of these. It's not Ray Druitt's first time. He was in here yesterday with Mark Walton. How are you, Mr. Druitt?
Very good, thanks, Alex. Very, very good. Getting closer, isn't it?
2 days.
2 days.
So exciting.
2 days and then what? 23 days of just fun?
Yeah, maybe more, actually.
I think that might be match days, actually. 23 okay. Match days.
Oh. I was going to say, I think about 28 in total. But no, it is. My appetite is certainly whetted, I think it's fair to say. And it's nice to be sat opposite you once again. The European podcast duo back again. The dream team.
As the dream team.
As we're known between ourselves.
Yeah, and in our respective homes.
not everyone in my respective home, but most people. Right, we're going to look at... Well, we've got Portugal against Republic of Ireland, easy for me to say, coming up at 1:45 tonight, Wednesday morning. So we're going to look at that in just a minute, but first we're going to focus on Spain. Now, yesterday it was the turn of Argentina, but here at William Hill we are having themed days, if you will. And if you go on our website today, that is sport.williamhill.com, you will find a whole host of Spain-themed bets. Some of which are quite interesting. So we're going to offer our best bets for Spain in the tournament as a team. Let us know what you think. Tweet us at Will Hill Bet, at Will Hill In Play. And let us know what you think. We'll start with a few of these specials. The first one, Spain tournament winner, 13-2. Some would say that is a monumental price for a side that have won the last 2 Euros and the last World Cup. Others will say they don't have a chance, they're too old. Which camp are you coming down in here, Ray?
I completely disagree with the too old comment or argument.
Okay.
I can understand to a certain degree why they think some of their better players. Of course, we've lost Puyol over the last few years. And Xavi and Iniesta, certainly Xavi is coming towards the end of his years. But if you look at the players they can replace them with. Now, I can understand centre-half, they haven't really got anyone at the moment to come in and do the job of Puyol.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly centre midfield, they've had Koke, who's had an unbelievable season with Atletico Madrid. Striker-wise, they've lost, losing David Villa in terms of age, and Fernando Torres isn't what he was. But he wasn't what he was in the Euros. And he still managed to win like the golden boot.
Well, in the Euros for at least one of the games, I'm sure they didn't play a striker.
That's right. In the opening game against Italy, they started with Fabregas in the false nine role.
Yeah.
And they got a draw. I think when they started, I don't know if they started a striker in the final. To be honest, I can't remember that far back. Mm. But of course, they hammered the Italians then. I think they've got so much strength in depth. As I said, if Villa is classed as too old and Torres is classed as too old, then they've got Diego Costa, who again has had an incredible career, incredible season, sorry. And he's going to want to perform in Brazil, isn't he?
Not popular over there, is he?
He's not popular anywhere, let's face it. He's a very angry man. But I can understand, but every team has got older players. Football is cyclical. But I don't think the Spanish cycle's over yet. I really don't. And I can certainly see nobody coming in and dominating the way that Spain have over the last, 6 to 8 years?
Yeah. Okay, so 13-2, a fair price, would you say?
I think so, yeah. I make them more likely to win it than Germany, personally. I would have Spain as third favourites. And what, Germany are 6-1, is that correct?
If you give me a moment, I'll tell you.
So I would probably switch Germany and Spain around. So you are gaining an extra half a point there on Spain for me. I don't think the price is extremely too big, but I would swip them. I would switch them around or flip them. That was a combination of a flip and switch.
Swip them. Brazil 3-1, Argentina 4-1, Germany 6-1, Spain 13-2, Belgium 20-1, Colombia 25s, along with England, France, Italy, Uruguay, Portugal 28s, Holland 33s, and 40s or bigger the rest. very surprised to see Belgium in as fifth favourites. I know that they're fancy to go okay and they've got a poor group, but I'd be surprised if they win at 20s. But anyway, we're not talking about Belgium, we're talking about Spain. Right, the next special, if you like. Top European team. Now, we've already touched on the fact that you think Spain should be priced above Germany, and this is quite an attractive price, I think. Top European team, Germany are 9-4, Spain are 7-2, France 6-1, Belgium 7-1, Portugal 10s, Italy 12s, Holland 14s, England 16s, and 33s or bigger the remainder. I think this 7-2 could be pretty tasty.
This is the one I really, really like. This is a special offer that I think William Hill have really pushed this one out today, and I think it's definitely the best one of the six, and it's certainly the most likely to happen as well, I think. And it's such a good price. We said I don't really fancy the Germans. They've taken one striker, 36-year-old closer. Midfield, they've got so much talent in there, but it's hard to fit them all in and get them playing well. They've taken Schweinsteiger, Philipp Lahm, and Sami Khedira, who are not that fit. So that's not going to help their cause. The defence is always a little bit shaky. So I think they're probably going to advance further than the Germans. And then you're almost looking at who they're going to play in the tournament to see if they will progress to be the top European side. I've got them coming up against, if they win their group, that is, then they will play the runner-up in the Brazil group,
mm-hmm.
Which would be Mexico, Cameroon, or
Croatia,
in which you would imagine they beat all three of those.
Yep.
So then we move on to the quarterfinals, in which they will probably face England, Italy, Uruguay, or Colombia.
Yep.
And again, you don't see them having an awful lot of trouble against those. I know there'll be patriotic England fans out there, but you know, if we're talking about it sensibly, then Spain should they win their group, have a semi-final berth on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to look...
Brazil.
When you're taking Brazil and Argentina are probably going to occupy the two other semi-final places.
Mm-hmm.
There might be one semi-final place up for grabs. And then, if they both get knocked out, say France, for example, are that fourth side.
Yep.
The European side. If Spain and France both get knocked out at the semi-final stage, then it's down to FIFA rankings. Now, I've had to do a bit of research into this, because if... obviously, Spain get to the final, then providing the other team isn't a European team, then they are. And then third place and fourth place, for example. The quarters is where it will come down to FIFA rankings. Not the semis, of course. You have the third place playoff.
Right, I say yes.
So in the quarters, if Spain did get knocked out in the quarterfinals, FIFA rankings take into account group stage results, progress in the competition, of course,
mm-hmm.
and the quality of opposition. Now, say if it was France and Spain that both got knocked out at the same stage, because of the group that Spain have had, they will
be rated higher.
Yes, than the likes of France.
Holland and Chile are superior to Switzerland and Ecuador.
That's right. So if all the European sides do exit at the quarterfinal stage,
mm-hmm.
then ultimately FIFA rankings will take over and determine who is. Or who deserves to be ranked the ninth best team, fifth best team in the competition?
On the website, all there: top African team, top European team, top South American team, top North and Central American team, top rest of the world team. Dead heat rules apply. So read the terms and conditions. Go at that one with caution. But Spent 7-2 seems a pretty fair bet to me. Right, we'll whiz through the other markets that we've got, because I don't think that we're mad keen on any of the others. I think some of them are attractive prices in that they're big prices, but they're big prices for a reason. 25-1, Iniesta, Player of the World Cup. Yes or no?
It's a big price for something that could well happen, but there's a reason it's 25-1. He's not had the great season. But you would imagine if Spain are gonna really do well in this tournament, the likes of Iniesta will have to perform. So it's not the worst bet in the world. I certainly think it's got legs.
Okay. This one's possibly interesting. Spain are 4-1 to score 12 or more tournament goals. Now, in the group, you can see them knocking maybe a couple past Holland and Chile. Maybe three past Australia. I'd imagine in the group they'll be scoring between maybe 5 and 8. But then it's a big ask for them to continue scoring at that rate. And, I mean, to score 12+, they're going to have to get to the semis, aren't they?
That's right, yep.
4-1, it's an okay price, isn't it?
Yeah, you can find reasons pro and anti that bet. Obviously, the anti one being that they don't really have an out-and-out goal scorer who has certainly at international level, and that is a decent age. Obviously, Villa's got an exceptional record, and so is Torres, in all fairness, but Diego Costa hasn't. He's the one who's going to be starting. So, pros and cons for that one, but as you said, we expect them to reach the latter stages, so 12 goals is not that many, is it, really?
And Australia that week, it wouldn't surprise me if they're five or six past.
Yeah, you can hit a couple past Australia.
Mm. 40-1 to win the final in extra time, as they did 4 years ago. Fanciful, but... to be fair, I wouldn't even take 40-1 about that.
No. There's too much to happen.
It's too far
thinking, that one.
Okay. 20-1, Spaniard top scorers and Spain win the World Cup.
Unlikely.
Not for me, because they share the goals around, don't they?
Yeah. As I said, they've got three strikers, and they sometimes play midfielders in strikers' positions. If you did say that, I'd rather pick Spain and then a striker at another.
Yeah,
another.
I think if Spain are going to win the World Cup, then you'll have three or four players who get two or three goals each.
Well, we saw that in Euros, didn't we? When Torres and Mata even got on the score sheet. I think Villa may have got a couple. So yeah, it was all over the place.
Okay, final one is Spain 7-2 to gain 9 group points. Now
it's very difficult.
Well, I think Australia is a given. We can accept that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think Holland is going to be pretty comfortable. Not a banker, but comfortable. I think Chile pose the most problems. I think 7-2 is okay. I do. I think that's okay. I'm going to have a look. I think I was on In Play Radio last night, and I think I'm going to check, but 10-11, I think you can get for Spain to have over 6.5 points in the group.
Yeah, see, I would take that.
That's attractive. I will follow that up. But what do you think of the 7-2 to get 9?
Well, could you? I don't know if we've got all the match prices. Could you double up the match prices and see, or treble on the match prices for
just the
Spain
individual bets? Because we've seen this with Iran, I think.
That's right. Yeah, it is a touch higher. If you can get that, then that might be the way to go about it, or almost roll it and play it game by game. It's very, very difficult. I'm not convinced ultimately by that one.
Mm. Spain 5-6 to beat Holland, 8-13 to beat Chile, and 5-1 on to beat Australia. I'm just going to have to find out what price that comes to. But like we said with the Iran bet, they're 5-2 to get no points, but I think it comes to 2.88-1 for them to lose all three games. So, I mean, there is value to be had. It's always best just to have a look around, see what you can find. I'm just going to have to do this manually, because for some reason, the website is not particularly liking me today. One moment. Look, here we go. 2.56, 3.56 in total. So you're getting a 6p enhancement, if you like, on your 7-2. So, yes, if you do think Spain will get all 9 points, it's best to back them in that treble. But like I said, somewhere on the website there is Spain to get over 6.5 points at 10-11, and I think that's the better bet.
Yes,
it's a shorter price, but
I would agree with you. I don't think they lose any of their games. They don't lose too many, do they? They of course lost to Switzerland the opening game of the 2010 World Cup. Well, their opening game, should I say? But I don't see them making that mistake again, because they're in a tough group.
Yeah,
they can't afford to start badly.
I have found the market there: over 6.5, 10-11, under 6.5, 4-5. You can also bet the goals over and under, over 5.5 group goals, 5-6, same price for unders. Plenty of markets to look forward to there. For Spain, the bet that we're most keen on probably is Spain to be top European team.
That's right, yeah.
At 7-2. Okay, there is one game coming up in the early hours of Wednesday morning, Tuesday evening. 12:45 kickoff for Portugal against the Republic of Ireland. Portugal are 4-6, the draw 12-5, and Republic of Ireland are 5-1. Of course, the new look Republic of Ireland, now under the care of Martin O'Neill, coming up against Portugal side, who obviously have got a rather big competition looming. Ireland do not. Which way do you see this going? I mean, yes, it's a friendly. It'd be silly to get massively involved in a game where ultimately it is a run out, if you like, for the Portuguese team. Ronaldo, an injury doubt, may play some part. Republic of Ireland taking a pretty changed squad over there, haven't they?
Yeah, it's not the strongest Republic of Ireland squad, and that doesn't bode well, really. They're not the strongest nation, are they? They're missing pretty much their entire back four, even one of those substitutes of the back four as well. They're missing five defenders for this. But that doesn't really have that much of an effect because Portugal are just not a goal-scoring team.
No.
Certainly not without Ronaldo. Of course, they beat Mexico 1-0 just a few days ago, did Portugal. That was a 90th minute winner from Dani Alves. Bruno Alves. And then they drew with Greece the game before that. So in these two World Cup, pre-World Cup friendlies, mm-hmm. they've been absolutely lifeless up top.
Yeah.
Without Ronaldo, and if he's only going to play 15-20 minutes tonight, which I don't expect them to push him any further, why would they risk him? You know, for a game that ultimately doesn't matter. Mm. So I don't see Portugal scoring many goals, and we all know about Ireland, except for Robbie Keane. Without being too harsh, this is a championship nation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Robbie Keane is an exceptional player, but he can't do it on his own. Again, he's coming towards the end of his career now. What is he? He's 33. Mm-hmm. So I'd be looking unders on the goals. I don't want to, if people are going to watch this, then yeah, obviously you want to bet, but I don't think it's going to be the most exciting of games. Under 1.5 goals at 6-4 is probably my best pick in this one.
Well, under 2.5, 4-9.
It's too short.
That is a bit short, isn't it?
Well, that's what I was looking at. And if you do play the under 1.5, which landed in Portugal's last two, of course, Ireland are not free scoring. They drew 0-0 with Italy, so they are capable of holding the so-called bigger nations. And so under 1.5, 6-4. If you do think Portugal will win it, then you can play Portugal in under 2.5 at 7-4,
yeah,
which is probably the bet. But I'm really surprised that Portugal are playing a friendly
now
this late. Well, it's close to the tournament, 48 hours away now. It'll be even less time by the time they kick off, and they're still in the US. They're not even in. You know, at least Italy played their friendly on Sunday night in Brazil.
No, I agree. It's surprising. I mean, yes, Portugal are towards the end of the groups, aren't they?
They are.
When they're playing. But their first game will be on Monday, I think.
Probably,
or Tuesday. So, yeah, a little bit surprising, perhaps. So, Portugal 4-6, the draw 12-5, Ireland 5-1. We like unders. Under 1.5 is 6-4. Portugal and under 2.5 is 7-4. And if you think it's going to be Portugal 1-0, that's 4-1. Portugal 2-0 is 11-2. But above all, we just think probably best to side with the unders in this one. Okay, then, that'll do for this edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast. I'll be back tomorrow. Don't know who I'll be joined with yet. Could be Dave Kellner. But we'll wait and see. That's a surprise for your listeners. I've been Alex Dunn. You've been Ray Druitt. And we'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.